Pittsburgh recently joined a growing number of local governments, including Philadelphia, that approved a ban on single-use plastic bags at the register.
I'm thrilled. I am absolutely thrilled.
At the Giant Eagle store at the Waterworks Shopping Center in Pittsburgh, I recently talked with shoppers about the bag ban, like Sandy Grote, who had a cart full of groceries in reusable bags.
Do you think about plastic pollution or worry about plastic pollution?
Absolutely. I really do think about it because plastic's going nowhere and it's forever. So I really try to avoid plastic when I can.
The Allegheny Front's Julie Grant looked more closely at Pittsburgh's ban and at what impact bans like it have on plastic in the environment. Hi, Julie.
Hey, Kara.
So this ban takes effect in a year, which means there's some time for the city and retailers to educate people about it. Can you give us any more basics about the law?
Sure. Well, the bag ban prohibits retailers and restaurants from distributing single-use plastic bags. They can offer paper bags instead for a charge of at least 10 cents per bag. You know, and that's in the normal range for communities that have passed these kinds of bans. And those paper bags are required to be made of at least 40% recycled post-consumer content.
And stores in Pittsburgh don't need to charge people on food assistance programs. Some customers I spoke with at Giant Eagle, like Beta Adams, don't think stores should be charging anyone for paper bags.
I don't think at this time, and even from a year from now, you know, especially with people struggling right now, every cent counts for certain people. Not everybody, but for some people, you know, every cent counts. And I just don't think it's a great idea for them to do that.
So why are stores required to charge for the paper and other alternative bags?
Well, according to the Surf Rider Foundation, that's a California-based nonprofit focused on protecting water quality, beaches, and surfing spots, simply banning single-use plastic bags is problematic. In 2019, Surfrider looked at bag bans around the country to find what was working. And at that time, there were at least 345 cities and towns in 25 states that had adopted bans and/or fees on carryout bags. And what it found was that where there were laws against single-use plastic bags, but alternatives were still free, consumers would just take the free bags, whether that was paper or thicker plastic bags that are considered reusable. Ashley Deemer is deputy director of Penn Environment, which worked with Pittsburgh City Council to create the bag ban here. She says that the fee is necessary for the law to work, to actually get people in the habit of reusing bags.
Anything that's single use is not great. It's not efficient. It's using more resources than we need to be using. So we want to make sure we're also, you know, keeping our use of paper bags low and really incentivizing people to use reusables.
In the couple of hours that I was at Giant Eagle talking with customers, most people bag their groceries in the single use plastic ones, the blue bags. Kay Brown of Highland Park did something many of us do.
A lot of times I forget. When I come into the store, and sometimes I come in to get one thing and end up with a lot, so that's why I don't have my bag.
Yeah, so this is why Surfrider recommends adding the fee, because it found that this is the most effective way to change consumer behavior and reduce the urge to grab the single-use bags. And if it works, Penn Environment's Ashley Deemer says we can reduce plastic trash in our neighborhoods and what are called microplastics in the waterways. Last year, her group released a survey of 50 lakes, rivers, and streams in Pennsylvania, and that included Pittsburgh's Three Rivers, Chartiers Creek, and the Youghiogheny River, and it found microplastics in every one of them.
Microplastics are exactly what they sound like. They're tiny pieces of plastic. And plastic bags are a source of microplastics. Plastic bags get away from us, they litter our streets, and they do break down. You see them in tatters, kind of laying in the street. They break down, but they never fully go away. So they just break down into tiny pieces that are washed into our waterways. And once they're in our waterways, there's really no good way to get them out.
So the million-dollar question here is, do these bans, along with a fee, actually work to reduce plastic in the environment?
Well, Deemer says Pittsburgh will be studying the impact of the ban on plastic waste. But there are others out there who say these kinds of bans are just not effective. Like Zachary Taylor. He's director of the American Recyclable Plastic Bag Alliance. He looks at a 2019 Pennsylvania study that found only 0.7% of collected litter in the state was single-use plastic bags, less than 1%.
To suggest that passing this ordinance is going to meaningfully address a litter problem that a city like Pittsburgh might be facing is a little bit disingenuous.
But a national study of litter throughout the U.S. by Keep America Beautiful found nearly 350 million plastic bags along roadways and waterways, and nearly 95% of them were those single-use grocery store bags. But Taylor says many grocery store bags are actually not single use. People use them to line small garbage cans or pick up pet waste. They can also be recycled. There are drop-off points at some stores. He also points to research that shows other types of bags, like those thick plastic reusable bags and cotton bags, need to be used numerous times to make up for the environmental costs of their production and transport from overseas, where many of them are made.
We encourage people to take sort of a bigger look at this. And yes, if you ban plastic bags, you will not see plastic bags. But that doesn't mean that what's been done is sustainable. If you're forcing people to use products that are still made from plastic that require a lot more reuses to offset their environmental impact and account for more emissions than the products they're replacing, is that sustainable policy? We would say it's not.
So does that mean that bag bans don't reduce plastic bag use?
I spoke with researcher Kai Huang at the University of Georgia, who looked at the impact of bag bans and bag fees in California, Maryland, and Washington, D.C., and they found similar results to other bag ban studies.
The regulation of a grocery bag can potentially increase the sales of plastic trash bag.
He says when people don't have free plastic bags to line their kitchen garbage cans, for example, they buy plastic bags.
It doesn't mean the policy is not good. We just want to highlight that, okay, the policy effect may not be as significant as policymakers desire.
Okay, but did they find any reduction in plastic bag usage after a ban?
Yeah, they did, but only at stores with significant traffic. Like Giant Eagle, the company's spokesperson, Dan Donovan, says just before the pandemic, they started a pilot program that eliminated the blue plastic bags at checkout at 40 stores.
In 2 short months, we prevented approximately 20 million single-use plastic bags from entering landfills and otherwise littering our communities.
And Donovan says getting rid of plastic bags at the register is just the beginning of what they want to do to reduce plastic in their stores.
Our ambition is to eliminate single-use plastics from throughout our operations, which includes everything from single-use plastic grocery bags to the use of plastic utensils in our cafe area, single-use plastic bottles, water bottles, beverage bottles, et cetera, throughout our store. If you walk throughout any supermarket with this in mind, you will quickly realize it is an extremely ambitious undertaking.
Yeah, and I'll just admit that when I was at Giant Eagle that day, I did want to pick up a few things for dinner, and I had to buy a reusable bag at the checkout because I left mine in the car. So thanks, Julie.
Yeah, it really can be a challenge. Thanks, Kara.
That was the Allegheny Front's Julie Grant. And there's more on plastic pollution and solutions to the problem at AlleghenyFront.org. You're listening to The Allegheny Front. I'm Kara Holsapple.